What jewel of the United States continent took 1.6 billion years of Earth history to build? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I stood in awe gazing across the long and narrow McDonald Lake at a beautiful jagged range of high mountains 50 miles to the north. These mountains started their youth during a depositional cycle that brought a lot of sandy and muddy material that accumulated in the western part of what today is Montana. Eventually, plate tectonics kicked into action and the North American continent collided head-on with the floor of the Pacific Ocean. This event created deep fractures and thrusted the North American continent into its mountain-building era. Glacier National Park has gained its more modern look from several geologic events that froze the park's land surface and carved its grandiose profile by glaciers. Denise Germain is a management assistant with Glacier National Park. One of the first comments made by Denise was the uniqueness of abundant water in the park.
Glacier is a very water-rich park. We're very abundant in water, and that is valuable for many reasons. Well, a lot of it just day-to-day living. I mean, we all rely on water to survive. And in Glacier, we've got the Triple Divide, which is the headquarters for three continental drainages. It's the Hudson Bay, the Atlantic, and the Pacific. So that's not only giving water out to the ecosystems beyond, but it's also drinking water, as well as the recreational values. You come to Glacier and the vistas are spectacular. The water, the clear water, the blue hue that you have to the water from glaciers, that turquoise look, nothing beats that. So water is very abundant here and it's very precious, not only for humans, but also for the animals that are here, the fish, the invertebrates, the mammals, birds, everybody.
Well, Denise was right. As I drove up Going to the Sun Road and crested at the Logan Pass Visitor Center, a family of mountain goats were out on a stroll that happened to take them up a steep cliff. I am truly amazed that these large four-legged animals are so skilled at scaling the cliffs in the park. Denise explained to me that the park is considered the crown of the continent, and she had a good explanation.
It's the headwaters of three areas. So we're going heading to the Pacific, heading west, we're heading to the Atlantic, and we're also heading to the Hudson Bay. So it's quite unique to have a triple divide that the water is going to those three or to three different drainages overall. So any place in this area is getting water from this particular headwaters area. It's quite unique. The diversity that we have is quite unique as well, and the opportunities that it presents itself. Many people refer to this area as the crown of the continent, and Glacier National Park being a jewel within that crown of the continent. So we are quite fortunate to have the resources that we have and the foresight from many people long ago to protect this particular area. We are an international peace park, and we have a boundary that adjoins Waterton Lakes National Park in Canada. So it's a very unique situation where we work together collaboratively over a country boundary. And it's quite nice. It's quite incredible. And with the International Peace Park status, it's very unique.
Living and working in Glacier National Park is a gift that Denise is thankful for every day. I asked her if she could imagine one of her favorite moments that she had and describe it with a picture of words.
I'm viewing a blue sky with a few white puffy clouds, very jagged peaks with no trees on, followed down lower by just lush green forest. Blue water with that glacier hint of blue to the water, but yet it's clear that you can see the rocks below, you can see fish, you can smell just the smells of being outside, you can smell the pine trees, you can smell everything, and just feeling alive and feeling like, wow, how lucky we are to have these resources, that they're public lands, that I can enjoy them. And it's better than any postcard, any movie, anything you've ever seen. It's just spectacular.
Water has a way of forming and sculpting our planet in ways that give us a gift that is incredibly rich in life and beauty. I'll be back to Glacier National Park, and next time, the whole family's coming. Maybe a late fall visit would be good. I wonder what that would be like. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.